This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. On the show today, we have Judy.ai's very own Gord Baisley and Van City's Bill Cunningham. They are here to talk about how their AI-driven small business lending at Canada's largest credit union has resulted in some really cool success stories there at Van City. So Gord and Bill are here to tell us all about it, so check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we're talking a little AI, we're talking technology, we're talking international, because we have Van City here from Canada. So let's do some introductions before we dive into the interview here. Right next to me is it Judy.ai or is it Judy AI, Gord?
We go either one, but Judy.ai sort of rings nicely, so you can use that if you like.
All right. Well, there you go. Judy.ai, CEO Gord Baisley. Gord, how are you, sir? Good to see you.
I'm excellent. Thanks. Thanks very much for having us this morning.
You're welcome. Oh, you're welcome. And then right below us is Van City's very own Bill Cunningham, hence the Canada connection here. Bill, how are you, sir?
Never better. Nice to be here, Michael.
Good, good. Well, glad to have you here. And oh my gosh, and Siri's going off as well. So good to have her join us as too. So it's a party. It's a party. So anyway, guys, hey, we are talking about AI-driven small business lending at Canada's largest credit union. That would be Van City. And yeah, I'm really excited to talk about this this interview. And Gord, before we start talking, I want to get a quick refresher on Judy AI. And then also Bill will give you a quick refresher on Van City too, just to give kind of lay the land here. So Gord, I'll let you go first for Judy.ai.
Yeah, thanks. So we're a tech company that's focused squarely on the small business lending space. We were actually incubated inside a fintech lender, and so developed a unique approach to small business lending that we think solves that problem. It's a real challenge for lenders. It gets lost between consumer and commercial lending typically, and from our perspective, it's a big segment of the economy that deserves its own approach and its own technology, and that's really what we've tried to do is solve for that challenge. So.
Right on. Yeah. And more credit unions are diving in. So, and just like Van City, sir. And Bill, I want to give you an opportunity too. Although a lot of people know Van City because you guys do some super cool stuff in your neck of the woods. So, but just a quick refresher on Van City, what you guys are all about there in Canada.
Yeah, you bet. We, as you mentioned, we are Canada's largest community-based credit union. We have about 550,000 members and about 50,000 members in the small business space.
Oh, really? Wow.
Located on the West Coast in Vancouver, and the credit union itself covers British Columbia here in Canada.
Right on. And if you've never been to Vancouver, my advice is go, because that is one of the most beautiful cities you'll ever visit. So yeah, highly recommend. But anyway, we'll leave that to the Weather Channel and all that good stuff and or the Travel Channel. So let's get into the talk today. Bill, while I have you, so what was going on at Van City that kind of prompted you guys to look for a small business lending and analytics platform solution like Judy AI? What was going on there?
Sure. I mean, really two things. And at the time, they might have seemed like conflicting priorities. But the first priority was to become the banker of choice for small businesses in our market area. We were looking to continue to aggressively grow and to bring in new small business members. And lending to those small businesses was a key feature of the services that we wanted to provide. And at the same time, the overheads associated with traditional loan application, adjudication, and processing functions was increasing. So we were really looking for a way to balance that desire to bring in new small businesses, give them personalized service, yet do it in a cost-efficient way so that we weren't burdened with the overheads associated with traditional application and adjudication processes.
Gotcha. And what led you guys to Judy AI?
Well, you know, we looked around, we did a search the competitive landscape, found out who was out there in the space, reviewed a few potential partners, but it was pretty early on in our fit analysis that that Judy AI came out on top on all measures, really. They were more aligned with our member-centric point of view. They were actually very easy to work with. It's been a fantastic partnership. I think the needs of both organizations are constantly being mentioned as win-win anytime we're looking at doing anything with Judy. But really the key was their the way they presented cash flow analytics. They weren't just a traditional credit scoring type of adjudication machine. They address the inherent lag in assessing positive cash flow of applicants. and overcame that lag by using, you know, live and very recent banking transaction data. And so it was the marriage of that with the traditional industry metrics that really rose Judy to the top and made a perfect fit for VanCity.
Right on. Well, sounds great. Sounds great. And Gord, we're coming to you now. So how did the two organizations, how did you guys work together to create this successful partnership in helping small business in the Vancouver area through the folks at VanCity?
Yeah, I think, you know, the key to the whole success of the program has been VanCity's willingness to iterate and innovate and adopt sort of an agile process like we do in the tech space. And, you know, if you think back to 2016, 2017, open banking was embryonic. So the whole conversation about using cash flow data instead of accounting data was fairly novel. And VanCity was able, was willing to take that leap of faith and say, we're going to try something different again to break down those sort of structural and economic barriers that, that get in the way of small business lending and try something new. And they were a huge partner with us in terms of evolving the platform and getting it to where it is today because they were willing to take a leap of faith.
Yeah. And to work with a credit union that's so progressive as well must be kind of freeing for you guys too, to try new things, right? So, I mean, that, that partnership, right, that aspect of the partnership must have been refreshing as well, right?
Yeah. I mean, to have an institution of the size and magnitude of VanCity to call and bounce things off of or to work initiatives with, and they're always the first call we make when we're thinking about market direction, things like that. It's a fantastic resource for us.
And before I get to Bill, Gord, one more question. How long have you guys been working together? I should have said that in the beginning. So how long has that partnership been going?
Yeah, we, I think this conversation started in 2016 and we launched in 2017. So a good 5 years.
Wow, you guys are firmly together now. So it sounds really, really good. So doing some great things there. So Bill, can you share some anecdotes or some results information that kind of illustrates how the partnership has succeeded in your area?
Oh, for sure. And I can start at the macro level.
You know,
we're at over 1,200 approved loans and $60 million in fundings.
Wow. Good
for you guys. Through the Judy model. So, you know, we've tripled the volume of small business loans that we've been able to process without increasing the staff complement or the ability frontline. In fact, you know, the fact that an application itself can be input, you know, within a few minutes, it really leaves a lot of time for staff to get to know the business, to get to know that member better during the application rather than just, you know, transcribing data.
Yeah.
Wanted to get away from that, and Judy allows us to do that. In terms of, I mean, there, with that many approved loans, you can imagine there's quite a number of stories. But even just very recently, there was a sign company that came to us for a line of credit to help with their expansion, and we were able to process a $75,000 application very smoothly. And frankly, that member just could not believe how quick it was, how we were able to turn around the application. Thanks to Judy.
Yeah.
But of course, VanCity gets all the credit for that in the eyes of the member. So, you know, from that loan application, you know, he's bringing his mortgage over. He's signing up for Visa cards. And in fact, he's looking to speak with our wealth management folks. And really, that's the kind of full member engagement that an organization like VanCity strives for. And the partnership with Judy really opens the door and allows us to over deliver when it comes to the small business loan application process.
Yeah, and that all stemmed from that one member experience that was unforgettable. And who knows how many people that guy told about his application process, and you know, who knows how many more members came in because of that. You know, so that's pretty darn good stuff there. So, and how's that make you feel, Gord? When you hear a story like that, it's like, oh my gosh, one thing led to another, and now look where we are.
Yeah, well, it makes me feel great. I mean, our purpose corporately is to help fund small business dreams and enable vibrant communities. So this aligns very much with our purpose, and
which is
a nice alignment with the credit union system more generally. And you know, I think more broadly, I listen to Bill and I hear the strategic importance of small business lending and small business to VanCity, and that's really exciting to us. Obviously, that's why we exist, and we think there's a huge opportunity in the credit union system more broadly to really own small business lending. And it's so aligned with what credit unions are and want to be that, you know, we see a huge opportunity to help with that initiative. So very excited.
No doubt. And as we all know, small business is really what makes the world go round. you know, in the States and in Canada as well, I'm assuming. So to make that process as easy and seamless as possible is such a no-brainer. So anything you can do to make that process even better and better and better is, yeah, so great. And to have it, and the icing on the cake is to have it come from a credit union. Oh my gosh, that's again, that's the cherry on top right there. So that's great stuff. Great stuff. And so what's next? So Gord, I'll come to you on this one. Is what's next for your two organizations? You've been working together for 5 years now. Some great success stories, some great results. What's next on the docket for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, general growth and continued focus on small business will be there. Yeah. A couple of things we're working on. Annual reviews is a big pain point we hear about in a lot of credit unions. And so not only streamlining the underwriting process, but the post-lending process, when you start to stack up, you know, 1,200 small loans and those kinds of things, we're going to help with that process too. Okay. So a lot of the tech we've developed can be, you know, transposed into the post-lending work as well. And then embedded lending is a big thing we're working on right now. We have a big embedded lending initiative underway, and I hope to get VanCity involved with that as well at some point. You know, that's a way of the future in terms of bringing in small businesses and lowering the cost of customer acquisition, because you have to make, you know, these are small loans that the whole process has to be streamlined, and a big piece of what we're going to try and do as well.
Okay, very exciting. And I have a feeling if it has anything to do with pushing that proverbial envelope, VanCity's on board, because you guys are always doing things like that. And Bill, I want to get your perspective on kind of what's next in this relationship with Judy II and how you guys keep this momentum going.
Well, you know, Gord mentioned the collaboration that naturally exists between our two organizations. And in fact, we take a lot of pride in being able to be that first call that he referenced. So as they're exploring advances in technology, as they're looking to roll out new features, you know, the fact that we're there to help, you know, beta test that or even just bounce off the concepts means a lot to us, because we know that not only are they looking to improve their own products and functions, they're looking to serve our members, their potential customers. That symbiotic relationship is you know, exactly what we're concentrating on continuing to grow and expand with Judy.ai.
All right. You said symbiotic relationship, and this interview just became a 5-star interview, because I love symbiotic relationship. It takes me back to my marine biology courses in college, even though I didn't become a marine biologist. Here I am doing interviews. But Bill, you hit it out of the park on that one. So anything else to add, guys? Any final thoughts, Bill? I'll let you continue your thoughts here. Any final thoughts here? Any lessons learned? Or
yeah, I mean, just one thing. You know, look, we know how challenging it is to service small business members. You know, the demands that they have, that they deserve. And we also know that the big banks are becoming increasingly distant from being able to give that personalized service. So the fact that credit unions can use a product like Judy.ai that gives such a great first impression, that continually overachieves in terms of response time and the ability to interact with those members, you know, that's what the credit union movement is all about. And you know, we just can't think of a better technology partner that achieves our goals of serving small businesses than what Judy.ai brings to the table.
Very nice. Very nice. And Gord, I'll let you have the last word here.
Yeah, no, sure. And, you know, one of the dynamics we see happening in the market too is, you know, historically banks and credit unions have thought of small business lending as $500,000 mortgages to a small business or something like that. And the reality in the market is it's $65,000 line of credit and term debt. And that's what we need to help get in the hands of the small businesses. Mm-hmm. And, you know, fintech lenders are stepping in to do it to some extent, but they're expensive. So it's not a great outcome for the small business. And credit unions have a low cost of capital and a great ability to service those members in the manner that Bill's talking about. So huge opportunity here.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, gentlemen. Well, I know you guys have lots of stuff on your plate, so I don't want to keep you too long, but I want to keep this symbiotic relationship going really, really well and keep taking it to the next level and benefiting those small businesses in the Vancouver area and wherever else Judy.ai is helping credit unions out. So you guys are doing a fantastic job. Maybe look forward to have you guys back on when you have something new to report. That'd be a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
A lot of fun. Thanks, Michael.
You are... This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.